Last time I ministered, Ben said to me, because of your age, you can sit down. Thank you, Ben, when I was a young man. I'm going to take you at your word then, Ben. Okay. Pastor said to me, what are you going to minister on? So I said to him, examples. I said, one example here and four examples here. Okay. So I'll just get my notes because without them I'm lost. This ear has got this contraption, my hearing aid, and my glasses. So I'm getting old. So here we go. Okay, examples. I've got an example here. We were doing our bathroom. We were doing redoing it. So we went to a store close by, and we looked at some examples of wall cladding. Instead of having tiles, we went for this board, and it's quite a nice one, really. So that was an example that we saw at the shop. But I'm not talking about bathrooms. Okay, let's talk about the scriptures. So I'm going to bring to you some examples from the scriptures. In 1 Corinthians chapter 10 and verse 6, it says these words, these things occurred as examples to keep us from setting our hearts on evil things as they did. And the examples aren't material things. The examples are people in the scriptures. And it says they occurred as examples to keep us on the right way. So I thought, right, we'll look for some examples. I found four. Well, there's plenty, actually. But I took four and from the New Testament. And I took two sisters and two brothers. And as soon as I say two sisters, you know exactly who I mean, don't you? Okay. So, but you don't know who the two brothers are. Now, that's a mystery. We'll come to that in a bit. So the two sisters and two brothers, mostly good examples. Okay. In Luke 10, you'll find Martha. You'll find her hot, sweaty, over the stove. Her mind is boiling. She's getting really irate. Jesus had come, knocked on the door. He didn't come by himself. He came with 12. And there was three in the house, Mary, Martha, and Lazarus, the brother. So there were 16 around the table that day. Now, that's quite some catering. Okay. So big stew, lots of work, no help from her sister. What was her sister? Mary. So that idle sister, Mary. The other example that I've got, where was she? We know where she was. She was listening to Jesus. She was rapt in attention, and she was listening about heaven, things of God, and you couldn't get her in the kitchen. She was there with the Lord. So we got two examples here, Martha and Mary. And you expect me to say that Mary was the good girl, okay? And Martha, please calm down. Well, I want to say that they were both, in the eyes of God, equally loved. Hallelujah. Because we tend to sort of separate them out, don't we? But God doesn't. He saw Martha working hard. We saw Mary listening raptly with attention. The Bible says in 1 John chapter 3, how great is the love the Father has lavished on us, that we should be called the children of God. And that is what we are. The reason the world does not know us is that it did not know him. Dear friends, now we are the children of God. Now we are the children of God. Whether your name is Martha or Mary, whatever your status are in God, we are, in the eyes of God, equally loved. I remember one day, sunrise down in Dover and by the harbour, looking out over the sea, and I remember seeing the sun come up over the horizon and hit the sea, and every single ripple on the sea had an equal amount of light, you know, and it just reminded me that God loves us all very equally. Hallelujah. So in the eyes of God, both equally loved, but both were individuals and very different. And when I look around this morning, I don't see any person that is the same as the other person. You're all different. Hallelujah. That's good, isn't it? All different. You even look different. So, except for my wife with her sister, they're twins, are identical twins, but that's another story. Okay. So they're both individuals, these Mary and Martha. Martha was the solid, dependable type. She was the homemaker, good cook. All 15 around that table said she was a good cook. So, yeah, that was a lovely time. So what would she be in God's kingdom today? What would you say if she was in this church? You would give her a title. She would have the gift of helps in the church, hospitality. Yeah, I think we would be very pleased with Martha in this church, wouldn't we? So you might even make her a deacon, or deaconess rather. So yeah, good old Martha, solid, dependable, homemaker, good cook, etc. But she had a minus side, all those pluses, but she had a slight flaw. And I think she was a bit skeptical, a bit cautious. And some people are, aren't they? You know, when we hear about things of God, we think, okay, I'd like to test that out. Okay. Lazarus, her lovely brother, had died. They'd, I was going to say, telephoned through to Jesus, but they can't because there weren't any phones in those days. But they sent a messenger and said, come quickly, Lazarus is ill. But Jesus waited 4 days to make sure he was dead. That's good, isn't it? That's a good friend. So he was dead. Lazarus was dead. So he goes with his disciples to meet up with Mary and Martha. And Martha is the one that sees him coming. And she greets him. And she says, you know, quite reprovingly, if you'd have been here on time, he'd still be alive. And what did Jesus say? Don't worry. I am the resurrection and the life. Hallelujah. Although he's dead, he'll live. And she said, yes, Lord, yeah, he'll live in the last day. And she named Jesus. She said, you are the Christ, the Son of God. Wonderful, isn't it? That's a declaration of faith. Good old Martha. And then she sent a little message to Mary. And what did she say? Teacher has come. What a step down from Christ, the Son of God. The teacher has come. And you think to yourself, well, Martha, she did have some weaknesses. So I don't want to follow that quite that example. I want to be quite firm in my mind that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Hallelujah. And then Mary, when I looked at Mary, and when I read her story, I think there's good reason to believe that she was a sex worker. And all that came with that, She felt dirty all her life, you know. It's horrible, isn't it? And, grubby existence, earning money. In a bad way. Yeah, she would feel dirty and horrible. But she'd come across this Jesus. I don't know where. She could have even been friends of the one that was caught in adultery and found out that Jesus forgave the woman in adultery. I don't know. But it could have been. She could have known this woman caught in adultery. And she herself was in this mucky circumstance. And she might have gone also to Jesus for forgiveness. Because at one point, somehow, somewhere along the line, she had confessed her life, her dirty life, to Jesus. And Jesus had, in God's name, forgiven her. And it wasn't just words. There was a Holy Spirit move inside that woman. She knew that she was clean and that she was forgiven. And I remember when the Holy Spirit came to me in my bedroom in lodgings and I was born again, I know by the Holy Spirit that I was forgiven and clean inside. Wonderfully clean. Hallelujah. What a wonderful, wonderful thing to be so clean. She had this perfume. You remember the perfume? That was to perfume her bed for her clients. But this time, she came with that perfume and she poured it in love. Hallelujah. She turned her life from the bad to the good. And she showed her love to the Lord by anointing him with that wonderful perfume. She was forgiven much and she loved the Lord much. How about you? You feel the same? I know I do. Forgiven much and loved the Lord much. I wonder what sort of gift we would give her, because I'm sure that she went out and blabbed it everywhere. You know, I would give her the gift of evangelism. Yeah, two sisters, equally loved by God, both there at the grave. You know, Lazarus had died, and they both stood at the grave, and they both saw the power of the resurrection and the life before their eyes. And come on, if you and I, 4 days dead, if you and I were standing in front of that grave and we saw a dead man come out, come on, we would faint, wouldn't we? I don't know where I would be. But that was amazing. They both were equally loved by God, and they both saw the resurrection and the life take effect in front of their faces. Hallelujah. So, good examples? Mary and Martha? Yeah, I think so. Yeah, excellent. Okay, right. I promised you two brothers. Can anybody guess two brothers in the New Testament? Come on, then. Right, okay. So, not so well known. How about Mark chapter 15 and verse 21? A certain man from Cyrene, Simon, the father of Alexander and Rufus. They forced him, the Bible says, to carry the cross of Jesus, and he carried it all the way to the hill. And Simon from Cyrene, he stayed by the cross. I'm absolutely convinced that guy stayed by the cross. He saw it all happen. He saw the earthquake. He saw the sun eclipse. The darkness come. He heard Jesus on the cross saying, "It is finished." He saw everything. I'm sure he stayed with that crucifixion. He was there for the Passover, so he was there all the 3 days until Jesus was resurrected from the grave. And he heard and probably was around at the time when Jesus was resurrected from the grave. Hallelujah. And that guy, Simon of Cyrene, became a born-again Christian. Hallelujah. And his sons, oh, he must have just gone back home. Just imagine that experience. And he went home and he told this amazing news of all the events that he'd just seen over the last 3 or 4 days. And he especially talked to his sons, his 2 sons, Rufus and Alexander. They both became saved, born again, and I'm sure spirit-filled. Hallelujah. Success story. Success story. So, what about Rufus and Alexander? You'll find Rufus again. He pops up in Romans 16 and verse 13. And you'll find, when you look him up, that he is chosen in the Lord. Hallelujah. Chosen. I mean, it's nice to be chosen, isn't it? You know, gives it a nice sort of feeling. Chosen and in the Lord. He was commendable. Goes on to say that he was a good and faithful servant. You know, that guy Rufus, your name isn't in the Bible, but his name is in the Bible. So, one up on him. But also, his name was in the Lamb's Book of Life. And that's one for us as well. You know, that's where we come in. Because we, like Rufus, our names are in the Lamb's Book of Life. We know Jesus. We know him, the power of the cross and the resurrection. Hallelujah. Praise God. The Bible says, Rufus was chosen in the Lord. And Jesus said that we ourselves are chosen in the Lord. And we are chosen to bear much fruit. So I'm looking around, I'm looking at fruitful Christians that win souls for the Savior, that live a good life and do good things and help other people and old ladies and old men across the road sit on a chair. So, hallelujah, joking apart. So, that's Rufus. He had a brother. And I don't want you to turn with me to 1 Timothy chapter 1 and verse 20. Because there you'll find Alexander. And when I look at Alexander, I want to cry. And I don't want to find him in the church this morning here. I find that he's lost his faith. I find that he's lost his good conscience. I find that he is shipwrecked. What happened with his conscience? Did he allow something to come in to his Christian experience? Did he start telling lies? Did he start lusting after the flesh? Did he start lusting after money? Was money his priority? Did he want to start a business instead of starting for God? I don't know. All I know is that the Bible says that he lost his good conscience. It's good to have a clear mind, isn't it? Good conscience before God. Bible says he was shipwrecked. And the Bible says about Rufus, even worse than that, he sunk to blaspheming the Lord. They really did sink low, lost for eternity. Whew. I've given to you three good examples, and this last one, I don't want to know him. You don't want to know him. This is dreadful, isn't it? Brother Rufus, he was a shining light. Hallelujah. His name is in the book of life, Lamb's book of life as well. Sister Martha, she was a good cook for God. Sister Mary, she was the evangelist that said, see what God has done for me. I'm forgiven. I'm free to love God. These are good examples to follow. And I'm sure you want to follow them as well. Hallelujah. Oh yes, we can all follow commendable Rufus, dependable Martha, evangelist Mary. As far as Alexander goes, I've forgotten him. I don't want to know. I only want to be a good example for the Lord's sake. And I'm sure you want to be a good example for the Lord in this world. Hallelujah.